Hey, why don't you take a moment and before we bring the word of God today, why don't you just give someone a hug in the crowd? Go find someone, hug them, welcome them to church. Say it's great to be in the house of God with you. Encourage somebody. Ashley. But I love your notebook. Thank you, thank you. We're going to get you to read a little bit of stuff here. Come on. La da 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 da. Great to have Cindy in the house today. How was your coffee?
Good.
Up to standard? Good on you, Cindy. Good to be in the house with you today, man. Good to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Rachel, is it? Nice to meet you. I'm Don.
Trinal.
Great to meet you, man. Awesome. Boy, some of you guys are quick huggers. I can't believe how quick some of you sat down again. Great to be in the house of God today. I just want to say one thing before we get going. I don't know whether it got spoken to, but throwback camp. Did it even get a mention? I want you to get your diaries out right now. I want you to get something, you can write it down. Next year, we are celebrating 20 years as a church, which is pretty exciting. 20 years. Since we came here and planted Inspire Church and seen the miracle. I mean, you're sitting in a group of miracles right here. People back from the dead, people alive, people saved, people vibrantly going on. Look at Greg Pedrotti in the house today. I still remember the day you arrived at my place. The doctors had said it's all over. We spoke a word of God over you, and here you are today, 10 years later, rejoicing in the God of our salvation. He's a healer. He's a restorer. Don't ever be limited by the mindset of the world around you. We're living in a day of miracles. Oh, I thought, no wonder Stephen got stirred up. We're living in a day of miracles. We got Alan Swaffit right there. In fact, you guys are sitting in the same row. That could be a miracle row. Miracle row. If you need a miracle this morning, just go steal one of the seats in that row. There's 1, 2, 3 seats. If you need a miracle, get in there. Seriously. There's a bit of miracle action in that row. These guys, I remember going to see Alan. He was on death's door. Even the doctors were saying it's dodgy. We don't think he'll pull through, but here he is today. God's a miracle working God. And don't get limited by the circumstances around you that would say, hey, that's not fine. Tricia, you had a word this morning. Come up here and tell us, please. That'd be just a good way to get started here. Oh, no, we're talking about camp first. Camp, hold it. Got totally distracted by miracles. Throwback camp. You've still got your diary out? Yeah? So put down on the 8th through to the 10th of March 2019. We're all going to vacate here and we're going to go to One Tree Point, which is up north about an hour and a half. And we're going to camp together and we're going to have a revival camp. Okay? Fire, Holy Ghost, revival camp. And we're going to celebrate 20 years of God's incredible faithfulness, God's incredible goodness, the miracles that he's done. Invited the Pedrottis along last night. and invited lots of Byron and Anna coming from Australia. There's people coming from all over just to hang with us, and we're going to have just a revival weekend. Okay, you got that down? The 8th to the 10th of March 2019. You need to put it down now because you need to begin to plan for that. Otherwise, you'll miss out, and then we'll all go for camp. You'll come to church on Sunday and say, what happened? And we'll say, we told you, and you'll say, no, you didn't. But we'll just get it on the record today. Write it in your diary now. Put a reminder on it, and we'll all go there together. Thank you, Trish. Could you just send, she had this great word this morning. Go for it.
So this morning I was watching a live feed that came from the land of Israel. It was out of Zion Ministries, and it's a ministry that Chuck Pierce's son runs, his son Daniel runs in Israel. And he felt that this year was a year of new wineskins, that God was pouring out the wine, but into new wineskins. And he prayed for the worship leader, and he said, oh, there are a couple of New Zealanders here today in the audience, and I have a word for New Zealand. And I don't normally watch these, but it was this. I've been waiting to uncork New Zealand. This is the year that I start popping the cork in New Zealand, and what has been bottled up for 40 years will be uncorked. There will be a pouring out in New Zealand that will cause such a confusion in the land that people will cry out, I'm ready for the outpouring. And I don't know about you, but I think we started to pop the cork this morning. Yep.
Thank God for that great word. Give these guys a big hand clap. Thank you, Birthday Boy and others. And oh, it's good to be in church, I tell you. How many are ready for the Word of God right now? How many are trying to get ready for it then? Because you just didn't sound excited enough. Here we go. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 58 says, there it is right there. Thank you. Be strong and steady. I'm going to read it to you, okay? Therefore, my beloved brothers and sisters, we need to say today, be steadfast. Any steadfast people in the place? Okay. Immovable. Always abounding in the work of our Lord, knowing that the Lord, that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. Now, to stand strong, to go the distance, to be there. I really feel God speaks to us like God spoke through that this morning. I believe that's a word of God for us this morning for New Zealand. And I don't know about you. We started this year. Some of you will recall it. Some of you may have written it down, but we started this year and God gave us one word for the year. Can anyone yell it out right now? Yeah, come on, we're in church. It's okay, this is not the Lions Club or any other club. This is where we have church. The difference between the Lions Club and church is that Jesus Christ says, I will be in your midst. He says, I'll send the Holy Spirit. He will inspire you and fire you up. He'll cause you to breathe afresh and live in the excitement and expectation of what God is about to do in your world. And I don't know about you, but I consistently need to lean on God for the brilliance and the inspiration to outlive His word in my life for tomorrow. Otherwise, we begin to live in our past. I don't want to live as a result of the past. I want to live in God's tomorrow. And so we gave the word uncharted, okay? And you could be, if anybody's into sailing, I love sailing. It's like, yeah, sailing is the ultimate. Jesus was into sailing. Jonah was into sailing. A lot of people were into sailing, okay? And sailing is an incredible, when you're miles away from terra firma, hundreds of miles out in the middle of nowhere, there's no distractions out there. There's no lights that steal the light of the stars. And you can sit on the deck in the middle of the night and lift up your eyes to the heavens and you see stuff that you never see in the environment we live in here, because we've got you and your lights on that are stealing the goodness of what the stars produce. But when you're out there, it's just the stars and you and a rugged sea or a windy sea or whatever. And it's out there you can really tune in. In fact, God spoke to me, get rid of the distractions out of your life and tune into what I've got for you. Sometimes we're so distracted by the thousands of things that are around about us. You can be easily distracted. Even in church, you can get distracted. It's amazing the number of things that'll distract you. That's why I like the front row. I've always liked the front row. I have always been into the front. The only time I don't like the front row is at the movies. Most of you guys must watch a lot of movies because you seem to like the back rows. It's terrible sitting at the front row of the movies and you've got to be looking up like that to see it. But the reality is, no distractions. I want to get into God because I know my need and I lean on Him because I want to be strong and steady. I don't want to be distracted. I want to be able to go the distance and carry the might of God in my life. And so God reminded me, in fact, God challenged me this week. It's horrible to get challenged by God, isn't it? And here's what He challenged me with. He challenged me with Isaiah 48, verse 18. And verse 48 says, don't you remember what I told you? Why do you just flick past what I told you? Because you'll miss out on my goodness if you just keep going and don't be stirred. Isn't it amazing? It's far easier to hear God's word than it is to enact it. You know, we can hear God's word this morning. Rise up. Get up, mighty man. Carry the will of God in your life. Go on fire and equip yourself for what's to come. Now, it's easy to hear that. It's a totally different thing to put into practice. Totally different thing to enact the word of God in your life. It's easy to hear the word of God. And God challenged me and took me back to what He told us at the beginning of the year. He said, I want you to go uncharted. He gave us the verse, Isaiah 43 and verse 18. It says, forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. Wow. Right there could be a word just to be strong and steady. It's amazing how our past creeps up and robs us of our tomorrow. How many times has the past distracted you? How many times has the past, the hurt, the pain, the abuse, the words that have been spoken over you by whoever, the words of your past, the experiences of your past, emotionally, physically abused. There's thousands of people in our world today. We've never lived in such a painful world where fear and anxiety are at an all-time high across our planet right now. And the reality is that our world is living in a broken state, and you and I have got the answer today. And His name is Jesus Christ, and He sets a captive free, and He'll liberate you and give you incredible hope. And maybe you're here this morning. I don't know who you are. You're visiting this morning. Maybe the first time you've ever been here. But my one job is today to tell you Jesus Christ is your answer. My one appointed task today is to make you aware that He is the truth. And the Bible says that the truth will set you free. If ever there's been a time, Adam sharing a little bit about it this morning, the truth of what transformation in your life. And God is a transformer of lives, but it's a process. Hello, it's a process. You don't just get transformed like that. I mean, obviously, God does a miracle. He says, I'll renew your spirit. I'll give you a brand new spirit. You start to live in the victory of that. I still remember the night I gave my life to Christ, 10th of October, 1978, when Julia and I knelt on our knees and invited Jesus in, and He changed our world to such a degree it changed our entire neighborhood. Because everybody was, what the hang has happened to this family? And you know what it was? God changed our lives. And we found truth, and truth sets you free. And there's a desperate search for truth today. There's a desperate hunger for truth today. There's people searching for truth. They're telling lies while looking for the truth. I told you about the guy I sat beside on the aeroplane flying to Melbourne, and I sit down beside him, and I didn't even want him to sit beside me because he didn't smell good, he didn't look good, he had a lot of things that were not right. Leaned over and shook his hand, and then it kind of went pussy in my hand. And I say that to give you a bit of an idea of the disgusting handshake that was, because it was worse than that. And I pulled my hand away, and there was skin in my hand off his hand. Leprosy. I just then noticed, I looked at his hand, and I noticed that some fingers were actually gone, up to the knuckle joint. And I said, nice to meet you, mate. That was a lie. Little did I know, I was one of the few people that have ever dared to climb across that gap in society, that barrier of who are you, I don't like you, but to carry the love of God and stretch yourself across that barrier that we're so afraid of, and just connect. Jesus was the ultimate communicator. The ultimate communicator. And he would cross any boundaries with lepers, with broken people, with people who were diseased. And Jesus would cross that barrier because he had zero anxiety, zero fear, because Jesus was the living truth. And the more of him you get in your world, the stronger you'll be. Kia kaha. It's only when Jesus is on the inside that he changed your life. And anyway, this guy then says to me, I said, man, nice to meet you. What's your name? Simon, okay? Simon was his name. And then he, for some reason, unknown reason, he said to me, I'm a Jew. Now, that's ridiculous because I didn't ask him. I don't care what your heritage was. I was just saying hi. But out of the blue, he said, I'm a Jew, and my family are Jews, and we used to live in Israel, and now we live in Australia. And pretty out there. I mean, why would someone even say that? Except it was a God moment. And we all live in God moment. And then I, whatever you might view it, stupidly or godly, just said to him, oh, you're a Jew. You must know Jesus. Because he's a Jew too. And anyway, then he responded to me and he said, no, we're all atheists. I'm an atheist. I'm a published atheist. We don't believe in God. We're this, we're that, we're that. And God gave me a word right there and said, I'm going to change the atmosphere in this aeroplane. If you'll stand by faith and believe me, I'll change the atmosphere and this man will turn around and get born again. Transformation by process. And then I said to him, I said to him, I was just reading my Bible this morning, and you're in there, Simon, in the book of Matthew. And he said, man, Matthew's my second name. And I said, Simon, this is it for you, mate. Too many coincidences or too many God moments. By the time he got off that aeroplane, I then went to the story and I said, Jesus had a discussion with you, mate. He's sitting beside me on the aeroplane. Jesus had a discussion with you and he said to Peter over here, who do you say that I am? And Simon Peter. He said to John and James and Judas, who do you guys say that I am? And they said, oh, we think you're a philosopher. We think you're a clever man. We think you're some kind of prophet. And I embellished on the word of God a little bit for Simon. And then I said, then he turned to you, Simon. And Simon looks at me like it's a real moment. It's a historic moment being recreated. And Jesus turns to you, Simon. He says, Simon, who do you say that I am? And I said, Simon, this is what you responded. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Simon instantaneously had a transformation take place in his life. Began to weep, and before we got off the plane in Melbourne, he surrendered his life to Christ. God is a God of transformation. We don't serve a dead God, he's a living God. You've just got to live on that. Be a man, get alive, be a Peter. Man, can you imagine? Just get a picture in your mind for a moment, because I think we dawdle off sometimes. I don't know what we dream or think about. But I want you to think about this. You're Peter. You've got your hands on the side of that boat. Jesus is out there. Lisa called people to come this morning. Just come. Come. Come experience. Step into another zone. Get into that realm. Take one step forward. Change your world. I don't know where the people moved. I don't know where you're at. But I thought about Peter when she said that. And I thought of Peter clinging to the edges of that boat in a stormy sea and looking down at that water, and Jesus has just called him. I'd love to see the expression on his face. He's about to step into the unknown. I want to say to people here, there's some people here today because God calls it uncharted. He named the year uncharted, and I want to tell you right now, get ready to step in the realm of faith. Get ready to step into God's purpose and destiny on your life, because there's miracles in here today, there's breakthrough in here today, there's renewal and restoration in here today, and God's about to do it. That's why he said, forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. And I love the New Living Translation. It says, but forget all that. It's nothing compared with what God is going to do. Yeehaw! Forget all that. It's nothing to do with what. Then the next verse, Isaiah 43:19, says this. And this is what God gave us with Uncharted, remember? See, I am going to do a new thing now. Just what you're talking about, Tricia, Pastor Tricia. God is going to do a new thing. Look out, New Zealand, get ready. Church of New Zealand, wake up. Get ready. See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it'll spring up. Do you not perceive it? I'm making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. Once again, the New Living Translation says, I'm about to do something brand new. See, I have already begun. Has anybody sensed that in their life just in the last few weeks? I mean, I just finished a fast, and I want to tell you, just getting into this, what the stuff I've been like downloading, like voice of God stuff, like sharp as. See, I've already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a pathway through your wilderness, and I will create rivers in your dry wasteland. God is a God who looks for people because he knows that we're searching for truth. That's inside of us, there's a hunger and a desperation for truth, wherever you're at. Even Simon the atheist, the leper atheist, sitting beside me with that skin disease. And he did tell me it was not contagious, so it's okay to shake my hand. But you know what? Inside of him was a desperate call for truth. And people want to sit, they want to meet the truth. You know how truth shows up? Truth shows up when I can meet Adam. And Adam, how are you, mate? And he's the truth to me in our discussion and whatever gets imparted. So what are you carrying? What are you carrying? This is why. Stand strong. Be steady. Have something in your life that can live on from this moment into the next. I don't want to just be a Sunday morning go to church Christian. I want to be a 7-day, 24-hour, faith-filled, Holy Spirit, miracle-working, revival-speaking, hope-imparting. The list can go on. Behold, I will do a new thing. This is what God spoke to us at the beginning of the year. I want you to start living this. We don't want to go through the year and miss what God's saying, okay? Jesus didn't just rise from the dead so that we could be normal. He didn't rise from the dead, hello, but rise from the dead. Anybody ever seen a dead person come back to life? I've prayed for dead people who have come back to life. Let me tell you, one of the scariest things you'll ever see is when that happens, especially if you're not paying attention. Especially if you think, oh, it's just a prayer. Never seen this happen before. It's impossible that this would happen. And all of a sudden, and they take a breath, and it frightens the living daylights out of you. God is a miracle-working God, and he wants to bring life where there's no life. And Jesus didn't rise out of the grave. He didn't bust that stone out of the tomb so you could be normal. He did that so you could be supernatural. So you could live a life that's a little bit stronger and a little bit better and a little bit more go-get-it and a little bit more overcoming. Because greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Because the Bible says the same God, the same Christ who rose from the dead, lives in me. And if he's living in me, man, I've got the victory. Come on, the stone's been rolled away. Some of you just need to wake up to that fact. The stone got rolled away. Every guard got flattened. They had no idea what had just happened. The power of the resurrection lives in me. Been around for centuries. I mean, we could go on. There's hundreds of points I could give you on that. Like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. How come they were strong and steady? Incidentally, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego refused to bow down. What have you bowed down to in the last week? What compromise have you bowed down to? What stuff are you bowed down to in your faith and in your perception and in your passion for the things of God? What things have you bowed down to that would cause you not to have a voice that would speak just the love of God? Not to condemn people, not to judge people. That's all bull. But to bring something of hope. Ash, I just feel right now the greatest moments in your life are on the doorstep of the door you're knocking on right now. The greatest moments in your life. In fact, God says, is it okay if I pray for you? Give me a hand, man. That hand that doesn't look, I don't know what's wrong with that hand. But I'll tell you right now, I speak healing over it in Jesus' name. I thank you, God, that you're a God of miracles for this guy. And I thank you, God, right now. In fact, God says, what I've already broken, what I've already unshackled you from is nothing compared with what I'm about to release you into. God, Give him the victory in Jesus' name. You've got it, man. You've got it. See, we should always be carrying something we can impart to somebody. Imagine being Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Imagine being Abednego or Shadrach, and you're like, screw this. We're about to get chucked in a fire. That's what the king said, remember? Do you know the story? For those who don't know it, Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego refused to bow down and worship the culture of their time, the secular humanism, the let's live by our perception, let's live by our feelings. They refused to bow down to that. They said, we're going to live by principle. That's what Daniel said, remember? I'm going to live by principle. And the king said, nah, you're going to live by the perceived feelings of our day. In other words, be whatever makes you happy. But it wrecks lives and it breaks hope. And so the king, so they said, well, we're not going to bow to that. And so they wouldn't bow down. They wouldn't get on their knees and worship the culture of their day. They said, we're going to separate ourselves. Because God will separate you and build into you something that then can stand before people and present hope and life-giving destiny. But unless you become separated. So anyway, they said, we're not going to bow. It's easy to say until the king says, heat that fire 7 times hotter than it's ever been. And he says, get those dudes and chuck them in there. And so I would imagine if I was Abednego, I'd be thinking, let's rethink this, baby. Hot fire, 7 times hotter. I don't want to go in there. Going to die. Shadrach, mate, what were we thinking? And then this idiot called Abednego, Meshach, the middle one, he pipes up on behalf of them and says, we're not afraid of your fire. Are we, guys? This is why I gather with a group of guys every Wednesday morning. Done it for a few years now. Just being persistent and committed to it. Just turn up. Just turn up. Don't feel like it most times at flipping 5:30 in the morning, getting out of bed. What the heck are we thinking? But then Sloaney will send me a text and say, see you there. Man, I tell you what, you want to be strong and steady? You might want to write this point down. Get someone in your life who will encourage you to do it. Just get one person. Get a Meshach in your life who'll say, hey, guys, we're not going to bow down, are we? Chuck us in your fire. See if it works. Really? Well, okay, Meshach. We're holding on to you. And it's interesting because the next thing the king said, bind them together. Who are you bound to? Who are you walking through this thing with? Who's encouraging you? When I first became a Christian, they never had internships in that day, but I certainly became one because I said, I'm going to serve this church, I'm going to get involved. And I began to get involved and I laid my life down and I began to go through the process of restoration because I was messed up. Let's face it, I was messed up. Julia still thinks I am most of the time, but I was right then a serious tragedy. I was a disaster waiting to happen. And then I got involved in this church. And you know what? They began to equip me. They began to prepare me. They said, God's going to turn your mess into a message. And then they showed me how to overcome, how to get filled with the Holy Spirit, how to deal with the demons in my life that were bringing disaster in our world, how to confront that. Ephesians 6, we fight not against flesh and blood, which is what I always thought it was. I wanted to get in a knuckle up with you. But I found it wasn't even that. It was demonic principalities and powers. And Ephesians says, we fight not against flesh and blood, but principalities and powers. And when I learned and they equipped me to break through that stuff and press through, I became a man of God. It was a process that I would, even now I look back on it, and I would give anything to go through that process again. Has it always been easy? No, it was difficult dealing with the old me. It was difficult having to address the kind of disasters and the things that I had accepted in my life, that my past, but I could never, God knew that I had to be confronted on it. God knew that as I worked alongside great people, that they would say, Don, that's not on, and you need to deal with this, and this is how we'll deal. We'll pray with you today, and God will set you free from that. Yeehaw. And so I get free of that, because I'll tell you something, hurt people hurt people. And God, I'd been living hurt too long, disappointed, hurt. But healed people heal people. Healed people lay hands on a Greg Pedrotti when he turns up with a death sentence over his life and say, no, you're going to get healed. Because God healed me and he'll heal you. And if God healed me, he'll heal you, Alan. And if God healed me and restored me, he'll restore you. And he'll give you truth that'll unlock your tomorrow. And you will be a woman and a man of incredible destiny and power. Get ready for it. It's going to happen in Jesus' name. So God honors. See, I think sometimes we kind of love what we hear, but God honors initiative. You know, God wants us to kind of, let's go. What do I do to activate this in my life? This week I'm going to do something to activate it in Jesus' name. I'm going to get the word of God. I'm going to, see, I began, after I'd been through this process of being equipped and changed, I found that God was speaking to me about people's lives, and I'd be walking down a road and God would speak to me about the person on the other side. Incidentally, is there someone here in this building called Charles? Charles. Not a Charles in the house. Is your second name Charles? Is your third name Charles? Do you know a Charles? Is there someone here like that? Charles must be a name that died off years ago. Where is this? Charles. Right here. Second name. There you go. That will do. Seriously, that will do. Because when God dropped this in my heart right then, I said, well, God, Charles, I haven't heard that name for a long time, but if it's a second name, God, do I still go with it? He said, go with it. Charles, stand up, man. Stand up. Because I believe this is a word of God for you. I believe that you are going to be a change instigator. That God's going to put a powerful anointing on your life that's going to change atmospheres, change thoughts. God's going to give you the ability to bring an atmosphere that literally transforms the moment. God's not only going to transform your life, God's going to give you the opportunity to hear his voice. And you're going to grow incredibly effective in the voice of God. Samuel heard the voice of God in the night, okay? Samuel, a young man, heard the voice of God in the night. He wasn't even too sure it was God. You're going to hear the voice of God, and God is going to breathe through you and affect generation. Okay? Just remember, Samuel was the first guy who ever anointed a king. And you're going to anoint people and see breakthrough happen in their life. Don't get too excited. There's a whole lot more to that. I'm feeling there's more. Holy Spirit, this man is going to be a game changer. Do you like games? Yeah. Video games? Yeah. Well, there you go. Sometimes you have to do one thing and it changes the entire game. God's going to make you a game changer in the spirit realm. Get ready for it in Jesus' name. Prophesy it over you right now and release it into your life. In the name of Jesus. Oh, boy. Seriously, seriously, seriously. Uncharted. Let's go. Let's go. Let's do it. Let's make it happen in our lives. And I think I could say a lot of stuff about this, but you can't be a spectator. You've got to be a participant. It's easy to be a spectator. I don't want to be a spectator. I want to be a participant, you know? It's easy. As a spectator, you're always questioning it. You're always ruled by reason and questions and, just buy into it. Buy into it. If God be for us, who can be against us? What's there to argue about in that, okay? The Israelis were just being realistic when they said, the giants are big, looks difficult. And so they said, it looks too hard to us. But let's not reason it out, because the reality is, The giants were big. I'll admit to you, the giants must have been huge for them to be intimidated. But they forgot one thing. God was with them. God was with them. God's with you today. God wants to do the amazing, miraculous, and the spectacular in your life. Can I encourage you? Let's go again. Uncharted waters. Hey, just one more thing. I've just got to say one more thing. You're a freedom. Here's the word. Resurgent. There's a movie out called Resurgent, I think, wasn't there? Yes, there was. You're a freedom fighter for the goodness of God. Get ready for it to happen in your life. Resurgent means a restoration of revival, incidentally. And God's about to do it. Come up here right now, man. Come up here. Damien, come over here. In Jesus' name, stretch your hand toward this man. I just feel right now God wants to do a miracle in your life. In fact, I've got some oil here somewhere. I got the oil up here today. I don't know what it is. I have no clue. All I know is God said to me to anoint you. So we're going to anoint you this morning? Because I'd sooner hear God than hear any other flipping voice. So in Jesus' name, Father, we take this oil today and I anoint you for a miracle. Can we get a keyboardist up, Mr. Don Ramdari? Right now, Spirit of God, just hit this place. I anoint you right now for a miracle. Anoint you right now for breakthrough. I anoint you right now. I break a curse of any word that's been spoken over your life. Break it right now. In Jesus' name, I speak the word resurgent over your spirit. Revival, restoration. God's 100% into it, man. I don't know what you needed to hear then, but I'll tell you right now. Here it comes right now. The anointing comes on you in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. I speak life, victory, and hope. Rob and Emay, get up here real quick. Get up here real quick. Holy Spirit. I tell you what. I hear God saying he's going to do miracles here this morning. I'm very sad that your dad died, okay? I want to say that. I'm very sad for you that your dad died. And I just want to say this. The heaviness that can be around that. The heaviness that can be around that. I believe right now, I just believe that God just showed me that it's like the darkness of that has affected you too this week. And God says right now, I'm going to anoint you. I'm going to break the shackles of that. And you're going to walk in the uncharted power of resurrected life. Is that all right, Emma? I tell you what, I think something happened. I tell you right now, I just saw darkness on you. Lift your hands to the Lord. Here comes the freedom of the Holy Ghost on you, right here, right here. And it's going to be greater than it was before. It's another dimension. Here it goes right now. Power. Break every shackle. In Jesus, there it goes right now, the power of God. Right through you, free. Hear you, the Son, set your mind free, your spirit free. Rob, receive it right now. In fact, there it is. I tell you what. God says, I'm not only breaking, I'm releasing a fresh anointing of evangelism on your life. God says, I put in your heart, and fire goes within you right now, in Jesus' name. Fire. You're going to carry that too. There it goes, there it goes, there it goes. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Desiree, come up here, would you please? Desiree, come up here. Just, I've been praying for you this week, and I'm just see you there. And I'll tell you right now, there's an anointing on you. Get it right through here. Power and victory are yours today. God says, I'm walking with you and I'm walking together with you. And God says, you are more than a conqueror. You're more than a conqueror. You're an overcomer. And you've overcome before. And God says, get ready right now for a seasonal change in your world of great victory and breakthrough, all right? In Jesus' name, anoint her right now, God, I pray. From the top of your head to the sole of your feet, I release the anointing of the power of God on your life. In Jesus' name. Alex Webster. Where's Alex Webster? Oh, there you are. This guy's been in hospital this week. Now, I tell you what, I rebuke the lies of the enemy. Stretch your hand toward him, church. Stretch your hand toward this guy. One of the faithful guys, a young guy, been in hospital. I don't like hearing you've been in hospital. I'm like, no. Devil, you're a liar and a robber. And today we anoint you with the healing power of the Holy Spirit. And I break the curse that's been spoken over you. I break the curse of sickness and disease. And right now I speak healing from the top of your head. Sole of your feet, I speak healing, victory, and breakthrough in Jesus' name. And we anoint you as a son of God in Jesus' name. We really need some people who believe in the process. And through the process, we walk into the victory of God. And I want you to walk with me in the final months of this year. We're going to walk into the victory of an uncharted destiny and power. And we're going to see God bring incredible breakthrough. Amen. Never got through too many of my points, but I think I told you some pretty good stuff. But time's up. Time's up. Think time's up. Somebody just needs to hear this word. Go again. Go again. The truth will set you free. Go again. Just go again. You had a go and it was disappointing. But go again. Can I just say it? Hey, I tried God, but hey, I'm going to go again. The many times I've felt disappointed and like I couldn't do it. But in 1 Kings chapter 18, Elijah said to his servant, come on, I want you to go have another look. Go again for somebody. Give your life to it. Give your life passionately to it. Breakthrough's on its way for you, okay? Every one of us here was born to make a difference. And I believe that's why I use that word resurgent on you, because I like the word resurgent. It says revival's starting. God's going to do it again. He's going to do something new. Let it happen in your life. And incidentally, resurgent normally happens by following another man's vision. Following another man's vision. In Luke chapter 16 and verse 12, it says, if you have not been faithful, what is another man's, who will give you what is your own? In 2 Samuel, David knew about this. He wanted to build a temple for God. But God said, mate, you've had too much bloodshed. You go, oh, man. I want your son to do it. Something about the next year. You know, David saved up millions of dollars and gave it to the next generation to take this into greatness. He said, listen, I can't. God told me I won't build, but you'll build. This generation here, get ready for what God, this is not a lighthearted thing, this is what God's about to do in your lives. Get more fired up than you've ever been before. Grab a hold of it. I want to hand it on. Hand on the bat. Hand on something. Anyway. Sorry? On that word, we should pray for Jess and Kim. Future leaders of, well, leaders now and Inspire. Just about to take it to a new level. Get them down here quickly. Jesse, come down here. Kim, get up here, we'll anoint you. The greatest things are yet to come. Remember, it was David, Solomon, Abraham, Isaac, Moses, Joshua. Just keeps going on, empowering the next generation. Stretch your hand toward these guys. Father, we thank you for the anointing on them, for the call on them, for the passion, for the fire, for the anointing, for the river that flows. Thank you, Lord God, right now. Father, as you equip, prepare. Incidentally, David just didn't equip and prepare. He resourced it. Resourced it. Guys, man alive. Holy Spirit, we anoint you right now. We anoint you right now for it. Spirit of God. Such an anointing on you, Kim. You've got such an awesome spirit, an awesome heart. Just the sort of heart God will take and equip and empower. And you've walked through stuff and you've held on to the promise. Never said a lot, just held on. Sometimes zipped your mouth, but held on. And God said, that's the heart I love. And he anoints it. Takatushi bianda, which interpret would mean, get ready for an overflow of the Holy Spirit, church. I need a hand on, but I'm going to close right now. And I never seem to get to the end of my notes, which really bugs me. Why don't you, I think, bow your head, close your eye. Brother sitting down there beside Rachel, before we do get too carried away, brother sitting beside Rachel, I just see you there. I see the love of God shining on your life this morning. The love of God. It's like, I don't know, you from a bar of soap actually, but I did feel God say to me, tell that brother that I am the answer to every question in his life. I'm the answer to the confusion that he's battled through. And God says, I've been there for him in the midst of the battle. And I'm going to be there for him in a greater way today. That's a word for you. God, while heads are bowed and eyes are closed, I want to thank you for your word. Thank you for the power of your love. Thank you, God, for your goodness all over this place today. And I pray, Lord, that you would minister to the saints. God, heal us. Restore us. God, take us through the process that would heal our brokenness so that we can be men and women of God that truly bring healing. God, empower us to be all we can be in Jesus' name. While your heads are bowed and your eyes are closed, maybe you're here today, and we have a I don't know whether you call it a rule. I'm not really into rules. I break most of the rules. But we have like a God thing in this house that says belong before you believe. And I know there are many of you here that are on that journey, because it is a journey. Faith is a journey. And I know that there's people here right now that are in the middle of that journey, and you're stepping it, and you're into it. Because relationship is huge. God loves. The Bible says, for God so loved. That's relationship. The world that he gave. And there's some giving in that. And you give it yourself, and your partner, and you connect. That whosoever believes, and I think there's people here that believe, that have never actually said, God, I'm going to put my trust in you right now, and I'm going beyond the line, and I'm going to step in, and I'm going to say, yes, God. And I just want to ask right across this place right now, friend, if you're here today, and this is your time to say, yes, God, I want you in my heart. I want to know what it is to be born again. I want to know what Pastor Don's talking about here today. Jesus, I want to give you the keys to my heart. Unlock me and bring truth in. If that's you today, would you real quick just lift your hand? I want to pray for you. Just real quick, Pastor Don, that's me. I need to make a decision like that today. Who is that right now? Please lift your hand if that's you. I'd love to pray with you and believe with you for a miracle in your life. God bless you, man. That's so awesome. God bless you. Thank you. You can put your hand down again. Who else is there right there today? Pastor Don, that's me. I need to make a decision like that. I believe there's about three people here this morning that God knocking on your heart right now and saying, that's you. I love you. I love you. I want to reveal my love. I want to unlock your heart today with my truth. Who else is there right now? Just real quick before I close, friend. If that's you, lift your hand. I'll include you in this prayer. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. One more person. One more person. Who are you, friend? I'd love to wait for you right there. Yeah, God bless you, honey. That's so awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Why don't we stand to our feet right there?